Better warm up. I was born November 5th, 1889. You remember that day? In a little village, about 20 families in that village was there. It's called the Red Colony. That's the name of the village. And I was raised in there till about 12 years old. And, you know, I wasn't supposed to be educated then days. There was no schools around. And we had our own teacher used to bring from a big city. So when somebody higher ups come in to investigate, you know, the colonial art's gone, we didn't have no school that day. That was a holiday for us. We're not supposed to teach them nothing. That's the way the world knew when the Khazar was. Now this village here that was given to people who wants to work up the ground there. It was a wilderness down there, the colony is. So there's 20 people signed up for them. And they come in with the poorest people from towns, nearby towns down there, come in there. I was told the first day when they come in, they had a doghouse to live in, a doghouse, because it was wild, nothing there. And then it took them a long time before they roofed up the things. Also, there was rumors that after they were given these, as much as you want, you can take as many acres as you want, especially when you have sons. And they promised not to take soldiers for 20 years from those people, from those families. So they can help them work out the ground there. For one reason, another reason is that Jews, you know, they wouldn't have to work Saturdays in the army, they wouldn't have to eat kosher in the army, you know. So that's what they signed up for. And they were struggling right along there. And the whole thing was very, very poor. They were very poor people. And when we grow it up a little bit, and the younger kids, when they grow up, they wouldn't stay in there. They'd leave the bigger cities to find something to do. When I was bar mitzvah, is it all right to say that?
Sure.
You are. Then after I was bar mitzvah, I left this, the little colony, and I went in a city about 40 miles away from the colony. And I looked for work there. I went from store to store and I asked whether they need any help. So one store told me they need one helper, but to learn the trade, a grocery store. So what did I do there? Sleep in the store or go on somewhere else? Or they send me somewhere else to pick up some or deliver some. For a year's time, just for board. No money, just board. And I worked there for a year and a half, I think. And I went to a bigger place, a wholesale place, a grocery store. I already had experience sweeping the place, the store, and so forth. So I started there. And there they paid me, I think, was $30 a year in board and room and board. And I still was there for about 4 years, I think. And I worked up myself to $5 a month. And the woman board, and I was the higher one among five there. I was the highest one there. Worked myself up. Then I decided to go to a big city, Kiev. That's as big as Cleveland. And I looked around there for a job. My friend down there, two down there. And you know, you can work there, but you ain't got no right to sleep there. You can't stay there. You got to hide yourself during the night, because I was a Jew. And I didn't like that at all. I couldn't stand that thing at all. I worked there for 1 year, and I came back to the same place that wasn't where I came from, the city where I came from the first time.
What was the name of that city?
It's Krasnikov. It's a city like Elyria. I went down there again, And I worked there till I was supposed to go to the army. When I was 21 years old, you got to go to the army. So I figured before I go to the army, I want to go to America to find out what's going there. And there was Jacob Schiff. He's a New York capitalist. Opened up offices down there in Russia. Jail part of the emigrates that they want to go to America because there were so many pogroms going on all the time. So to help him out. So I signed up with them too. The only thing we could take us is to gather us to the west. To the west. We destined you saw it in the east. The east in New York, they say, was overcrowded. So you weren't supposed to send us the east, to the west. So I landed in Galveston, Texas.
Well, where? How did you get from Russia to Texas? Did you...
To the office, you know?
I know, but where did you get on the ship and all that?
Oh, then I got to... I went as far as Berlin. That is German, with a train. And down there, you got a ship.
Did you use your own money that you'd earned in the stores to do that?
I didn't have $72 was the price. I just had enough to pay for the ticket, whatever it is. Uh-huh. Then you are about 20 days on the ship, going to God bless them. First one to Philadelphia, and they unloaded down there and reloaded. And then he went to Galveston, Texas.
How old were you then?
I was 20 years old. I arrived May the 27th, 1911, when I arrived to Galveston, Texas. There was an office that they accepted us. They gave us a room, and they sent us all over the states, the west, mostly to farms. They sent me to Ottumwa, Iowa. So I marked myself as a butcher. I knew a little bit butchering. At Tumbo, Iowa, there was a packing house.
Where was this?
At Tumbo, Iowa.
Oh, in Iowa?
Iowa, yeah. There was a packing house out there which they used butchers. They used to kill about 3,000 hogs a day. It's a big place. So I started to work there, and I was surprised. The first week there, I couldn't talk to them. I couldn't know what it was. But the man went around and put me in a ticket in the head, you know. I know my ticket and then my cap. And then the paymaster came around and gave me a check. For a week, $10.50. That means in Russian money, $20 for a week, you understand? Double. I thought it was wonderful. I didn't do anything. There was nothing going to give me a job. To handle the little pieces of meat down there, to sell them, put them one place or another, that's all I was doing. In the end, $10.50 for nothing. I was there for a year and a half. There's my cousin, Spivak, lived in there. That's how I got there. They sent him to the office and told him they got a job for me. So they sent me down there. Then things got to be slower down there. There wasn't much to do. I went to Chilkakai away for work there for one day. They were building dried up. It was a river, whatever you call them.
A river?
Yeah, a big one. It floats. There's boats floating around it. So it dried up a half. And we're going to make electric power.
They have it up and use it to generate electricity.
Yeah, electric, yeah. But I couldn't see anything there, so I went back. Then I went to Detroit, Michigan. I started to work in a, what was my first job? Trucking in a freight house. In Russia, all this thing belonged to the Tsar. And here in America, I was free to get a job in any place I wanted to. It was wonderful. It was a wonderful place. I stood there for 2 years in Detroit.
Did you have any relatives there?
No, didn't have nobody there. After that, I went to Cleveland. Cleveland, I have met my Vino from the colony from home, from the same city. My wife, Anna, and then I got married.
Did she come to America after you?
No, before I did. She was here about 3 years before I did. She came to her brother. She had a brother here in Cleveland. She came to him. And then she brought all her sisters, Sophie. And my brother was my sister, Mary. So we had two girls and ourselves. I figured we got to have room for ourselves. So I took four rooms and got married then.
When was that?
That was in 1912. Yeah.
Did you say you came to America in 1911?
11, no, not even. Maybe you came to 1911. I lost track of it.
Be about 3.5 years later, wouldn't it?
It's about 2 years later, I think, or 2.5 years later.
Well, go ahead.
Yeah. And then I started all the time. I took up painting, painting paper hanging. It was a trade that I learned a little bit, and it was easy to learn it. And then I worked on it for about 12 years or more, painting paper hanging. Then I bought a candy store. Worked in the candy store for 5 years.
Where was the candy store?
On St. Clair and here in 129th Street. I was there 2 years, and then the owner that I bought off of him wanted it back for himself. It was his building. So I had to sell it to him, and I bought me another one on Woodward, 145th Woodward, East Cleveland. I stood there for 3-4 years, and I sold that one.
Any more details you want to add about this, you know, these stores or your family or anything?
And the family is, my children was born when I was in St. Clair, and then when I was in Woodward, Madden was born in Woodward, and I stood there for 4 years, I think. It wasn't a good store. And I sold it, and I went into the London business. I didn't know any more about London Middle. I happened to go through on 79th with Jean Superior and St. Clair. There was a sign on the auction sale for London. So I walked in there. Me and Joe Donosti, both of us, walked in there. I saw big machinery and all that kind of stuff. And I made an offer of $15,000. And I took it over. When I started, it took me about a month before everything was straightened out, fixed up, and so forth and so on. When the machine started, it started to work it one way, and then turns around, it was the other way, and I thought I was doing something wrong there with this machine. You know, that's the way it's supposed to work. You know. It's supposed to go around, somebody turns one way, and then somebody turns it to go back the other way. The torches is better.
How old were you then?
I was about 32 years old. Maybe older, I forgot what it was. I stood there for 2 years. It was very, 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 very low and too hot. I couldn't stand it anymore. So when I looked around for a place, and I found one that wanted on St. Clair, 5911 St. Clair. A big building and a little house in the front. So I bought that building. And I remodeled it for the laundry, and he had to have sewers, big sewers, and they put in a 4-inch line from the street, a water line, and they had to put in a gas line, a 4-inch gas line from the street. It was a long ways, you know.
Did you do all that yourself?
No, I couldn't do that myself. I had to hire. And that's the way I worked towards to. Until I quit on the loan.
Any more details you want to add?
It wasn't so easy to work it out. I had four trucks. I started out with two trucks. In time, I had two more trucks, and I had drivers to go around, pick up the lumber and deliver the lumber. And you're struggling, and then it was very hard. It was very hard work. And no, not particular. We didn't have any particular things though. Nothing happened in London. And that's how we moved over and all this year to life. Quit. When I quit, I left it for Rod and Paul, the store. We had a drop. People used to drop and drop their clothes. So day in turn, send it out to different London, do it for them. Because I couldn't do it anymore. I gave up my machinery and everything. I rented the place for $200 a month. One half, and the other half, I rented for another one. The fellow that bought the place right now for storage for $75 a month. It was 30 by 100, a new building which I put up, I had on to this one. So it was cut up in half. I took 40 feet in the front of the store, 60 feet in the back, I went out for storage.